I can get everybody's attention real quick, we've got a little bit of a time crunch, but there is one individual I want to give everybody an introduction to. Judge Leon Abastury, who is running for the Supreme Court Justice Seat C. And I think, and I think it's important because we did have a mix-up in our sample ballot where this race was left off. It is on the real ballot, but it's important that you all get to hear Leon's story. He's got a great, compelling message. Leon Abastury.
Thank you very much.
Off the sample.
Judge Leon Abastury. I'm running for the Nevada Supreme Court Seat C. It's the one Supreme Court race that will be on the ballot. As unfortunately was left off your sample. Unfortunately was left off your sample ballot, but it is there. I'm hoping you'll all take a good look at who's running for your Supreme Court. One of the problems I have was I'm going around to the different groups is people aren't paying attention to who's on board. You can elect all the great people, Adam Lax, Roberson, Bob Beers, but the Supreme Court has the last say. So you really need to know who you're electing. Now, myself, I'm a rural county judge. I sit in Lyon County. And the one message that I'm bringing to the rural counties like Story is, unfortunately, the rest of the state doesn't realize we have 17 counties. And currently, we don't have any rural county representation on the Supreme Court. We haven't in probably 2-3 decades. And as a rural county judge, I understand the different issues that we face in the rural counties. And I understand the importance of agriculture, I understand the importance of mining, and I understand the importance of water. And I think, when you elect your judges down from Clark County, they don't understand those issues. Our priority down in Clark County means the water goes to them first. Where those of us in the up north, we understand what priority water means. So as a rural county judge, we do everything. We do family law, civil law, criminal law, guardianships, adoptions, probate. I have the experience in every area of the law, and which is important because the Supreme Court reviews every area of the law. And in terms of my opposition, none of them have family law experience, which is important because most of you will not go out on a murder spree. You're not going to be involved in multi-million dollar litigation, but most of you will either be before a family court, maybe it's a guardianship as you get older, maybe it's a probate for someone you love. Maybe it's your daughter fighting for custody of your grandchild. So we need experience in court to handle the family law issues. Now, in the rural counties, we don't hear a lot of complaints about the family law, but I can tell you down in Las Vegas and even in Washoe County, a lot of complaints what's going on in the family courts. And that's another reason why we need someone with experience with family law. So I hope you'll take a look. And as was said earlier, if you're not voting for me, I'm hoping that you're voting for another conservative. And I hope that you just get out and vote, get your friends to vote, your relatives to vote, everybody to vote.
I have a really burning question. It's really quick. Will you be an originalist or an activist judge?
I tell people I'm not an activist judge. I'm not an originalist, but a textualist.
Text
of the Constitution. All right. Originalism implies some other things, but as a textualist, I look at the words, I find the meanings of the words, and I apply the words. And as a judge who's not going to be an activist, again, you have to elect good people because the courts are not where you run to undo what the people in the light are doing. The courts are there, and they shouldn't have an agenda left or right. Marcy's Law, I think it's a good step. I used to be a prosecutor, and I think it's a good step in terms of getting victims' rights, getting the notices to victims, allowing them to know and participate in the process. There may be some costs involved. But I think when people understand what victims are getting out of it, okay with the costs. Yes, ma'am.
And your name again?
It's Abastury.
Leon.
All right. It's an, yeah. The good Basco name. My grandparents both immigrated from Spain.
French or Spanish?
Spanish side. Yeah. Unlike, you got Laxalt on the French side of the Pyrenees, the Abasturys were from the Spanish side of the Pyrenees. But, again, thank you very much, and I really do appreciate the invite.
Thank you, Leon, and